Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Tuesday, November 19th, 2024, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 59, beginning with step 7, Humbly Asked Him, ending with step 8, with Amends to Them All. We'll be commenting on steps 7 and 8 today. Today's readers, 12 steps, Leland P., 12 traditions, Jan L. Readers of the text, Sherry Z., Alex K., and Wendy M. The reference number for Monday, November 18th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,922. That's 21922. And for this morning, Tuesday, November 19th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 21,924. That's 21924. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Hillary B., and Shelley E. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone who's providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I'll now ask Leland P. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Thanks. This is Leland, recovering compulsive overeater from Berlin, Germany. The 12 steps. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service.
Thank you so much, Leland P. And I will now ask Jan L. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Good morning. This is Jan L. I'm a compulsive overeater in Florida. 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop compulsively overeating. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public policy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me do service, and thanks everyone else on the line.
Oh, thank you so much, Jan L. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share in what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 59, beginning with step 7, humbly asked him, ending with step 8, with amends to them all. We'll be commenting on steps 7 and 8 today. And I'll now ask Sherry Z to read and then share with us.
Thank you, Dawn. I'm Sherry Z, recovered in Southern California, and good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all visionaries. We're on page 59, steps 7 and 8. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. So what I heard about humility was to be at rest when nobody's praising me, when I'm uncomfortable, when I'm in pain, when I'm not acknowledged, when things don't go my way. And my fantasy was that I would do the steps and that would magically make me humble. But I find that step 7, which in the 34 years prior to getting into vision, thought was like a nothing step, has become central. It's something I have to work every day. And I have to humbly ask God in all my discomfort, because my shortcomings continue to be revealed with my new life experiences. And regarding 8, I'm a list maker. So when it said make a list, I was like all about it. And my sponsor said, you overlisted. Like I had put every single person that I even looked at the wrong way, because my self-esteem tells me that I'm bad and that I harm everyone just by my existence. And we had to really cut the list and look at people that I had actually harmed. And then I was able to really honestly look at myself, which has been the whole process of working these steps, which is the honesty, because I either am everything or I'm nothing. I'm completely the worst or I'm and I'm miserable, or I'm, you know, the greatest ever. And what these steps are teaching me daily is to be humble, is that I'm not all that and I'm not nothing. I'm just trying to be at rest in the face of becoming more and more human every day with all the vicissitudes of being human every day and experiences. So thank you for sharing, and I look forward to hearing, I'm not, thank you for sharing, thank you for listening, and I look forward to hearing your share.
Thank you so much, Sherry Z, for getting us started. And I'll now take the names of people who would like to share. As a reminder, please keep the topic of your share focused on steps 7 and 8. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences as well. So who would like to share with us today?
Barbara E.
I heard Ian F. And was that Barbara E?
Yes, correct.
Oh, okay.
Blair E.
Barbara E. And I didn't hear was there a Claire in there?
Blair S.
Oh, Blair S. And
Bruce E.
And Bruce E. And who is that other voice?
Joan Marie M.
Joan Marie M. Okay, I have Ian F., Barbara E., Blair S., Bruce E., Joan Marie M. Was there someone I missed? Okay, let's go with that lineup. Ian, please share with us, followed by Barbara E.
Good morning, all. I'm Ian F. out of Indiana, compulsive overeater. Very grateful to be here. That was a great lead share. I've already forgot your name. I'm so sorry. But that was delightful. And, you know, the thing that I've been experiencing as far as step 7 is concerned, past couple days, is I've been really depressed. I've been really uncomfortable. And there's not any really, you know, there's not a ton of reasons why, but I frequently get caught up in this headspace that, like, when I am uncomfortable or I'm sad or I'm, you know, just honestly just neutral, that I need to chase, I need to feel better. And if I don't feel good, if I don't feel joyful, if I don't feel happy, that means that I'm not working the program right. And that's not necessarily true. And what step 7 says is that, you know, I humbly ask God to remove my shortcomings, not my feelings, my shortcomings. And sometimes my shortcomings are not removed immediately. It never specifies how quickly they will be removed. I've been wanting God to remove this instinct that I have to get, you know, people's approval for the past 3 years that I've been in program. And I've gotten better, but it has not gone away. You know, it doesn't happen on my time. So part of being humble is accepting, like, I will not fare well trying to feel better. You know, I have to accept where I'm at. And still ask for the shortcomings to be removed and still do the work. But trust that it's going to happen on God's time. And that's enough. That's what I got. Love y'all. Pass.
Thank you so much, Ian F. from Indiana. Barbara E., it's your turn to share, followed by Blair S.
Good morning, and thank you so much for your service. Happy Tuesday, everyone. This is Barbara E. in New Jersey, a volume compulsive overeater. Well, I can't give God a laundry list of this, my defects, my spiritual blockers, and expect him to go down the list and say, aye, aye, ma'am, I'm at your service. It doesn't work like that for me. It's up to him or her or it to decide when and if they'll be removed and if they'll come back again, and they do. There's a Chinese proverb that says, a man who moves a mountain begins by carrying one small stone at a time. My sponsor said, how do you eat an elephant? One small bite at a time. Whether it's moving a mountain or an elephant, it seemed an impossible task. For me, it's like coming off sugar or chocolate or bread. It just seemed too hard. But I did do it one day, sometimes 1 hour at a time. And I used the fellowship for support, sometimes making 5 or 6 calls a day. But it's how I found my abstinence. And my abstinence is very precious. if I ping the glass that is my abstinence, it might not shatter. But if I ping it again tomorrow, it could shatter, and then I'm in a very deep hole. So the promises did slowly start to come true for me, but I'm a slow learner, and sometimes I made the same mistakes over and over again. But my sponsor, bless her heart, asked, did I learn something from the mistake? And if I said yes, then she said it was a life lesson, and that made me hopeful, and it made the journey less intimidating or scary, because I knew that I might one day again choose to pick up the tools and the behaviors that were killing me. Because once I took that first bite, I'd again lose any bit of power I had. The intellectual part of my brain said, don't, danger ahead. But the emotional side said, Barb, this time will be different. You can eat that cookie. Sure you can. You know you can. And the emotional side always won. And I was filled with fear of failing again, or that I didn't deserve to waste anyone's time because I'd messed up so many times before. What's the use? This is just too hard. That kind of thinking put me in a cycle of self-sabotage. But with success comes a great accountability, and that can be daunting too. But no matter what my past is, as long as I'm moving forward, I won't trip on my past. So I thank you all. The circle goes on, and we share together to learn from each other. Thank you, I pass. Have a great Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Barbara E. from New Jersey. Blair S., it's your turn, followed by Bruce E., and please let us know where you're calling from.
Thank you, Blair S. from California. Boy, I'm so thankful for the lead share and for the last two shares. I just had to unmute because of step eight. I am a list maker, and boy, I've worked the steps before in another program and definitely came up with a very long list of people, one of whom I felt badly about for 20 years. And when I reconnected with this person, it was an old boyfriend from college, and tried to make amends, I realized that all 20 years that I felt so badly about myself for some actions I had taken did not seem to impact him at all, did not bother him, did not ruin his life. I had really catastrophized what I had done. So I said that we have the opportunity to do this, and that it can straighten out some stinking thinking. And I just wish I had found the 12 steps before 20 years. That's really all I wanted to share. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Blair S. from California. Bruce E., it's your turn to share, followed by Joan Marie M., and then I'll take some more names. If you're just joining us, excuse me one second, Bruce, we are talking about steps 7 and 8 today. So, Bruce, go ahead. Thank you. Please share.
Okay. I'm eager to go. I'm jumping the gun here. So, this is Bruce E. I'm in Southwest Florida, down in Fort Myers, Florida area. And I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Yeah, I like these two steps. I like all the steps. But, you know, some have been pretty strenuously difficult. Others have been a little easier. But they all work. I got ready in 6. And then in 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Shortcomings being all my character defects and stuff like that. And I've done it. I've made lists of them. And now I know what they are. And when they come up, I can just say to that myself, God, I humbly ask you to remove that anger or fear or whatever it is. And I humbly ask you to remove it. Sometimes that works by itself. Sometimes I have to call somebody and do a 10-step. Just for example, this morning, and it comes up all the time, you know, these shortcomings come up all the time. And So they're sort of not there, or they're hidden back, or they've gotten smaller, and then something comes up, and then they start to get larger to where they're causing a problem for me. So a little girl next across the street here, she throws a, she's got, you know, there's this big dog, a big one, and she hits the tennis ball with a mallet. And with tennis racket, and sometimes it goes into the flower bed. I just put flowers out in front, and big dog just challenges himself, right, going right into there and knocking stuff down and messing stuff up. And you know, that perturbed me a little bit, so I had to think about that anger, resentment, retaliation come up, bitterness, you know, and I just say, God, I humbly ask you to remove that. And then I feel reasonably sane, you know, and I can mention to her the next time she's out there, please don't, you know, hit it into the flower bed. And that's not a big deal, you know, I mean, it these steps make it so it's not such a big deal for me. So it doesn't just screw my life all up. And then I want to look for, you know, then what's the next best thing? Well, that's going out and having something to eat, you know. That's the next best thing. I don't want it to be the next best thing. I want to remove it and handle it in a sane and sober and mature manner. So I made a list of all persons who harmed, became willing to make amends to them all. Yeah, I think I had 80 one time on their list. And the guy says, why don't you just put them in categories, you know, like
time.
All the men you knew. Yeah, thank you. All the men you knew in Los Angeles, and we'll do it that way, you know. And so I thank you, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Bruce E. from Florida. Joan Marie M., it's your turn to share.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you so much for your service and everyone that shared. Joan Marie M., recovered. Compulsive overeater by the grace and power of God. I can't take any credit for it because I tried every way which. Okay, so I'll start with made a list of all persons we had harmed. In the very beginning, my very first one, I took the hardest ones that I needed to make. I started with that first, and as the years went by, they weren't so hard to do anymore, and there weren't as many. So I'm grateful for that. And then humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Humble, yes. Not fearful or groveling or anything like that. It's just like it's a state of mind. State of my spirit. And so what I do, and I've learned this time around, is a nightly review. And I say this often because I really, really, really treasure this this tool, so that when I put it out there to my sponsor in a text, they don't build up anymore. And when I would have built up emotions, it would be so hard. And I wanted relief right away. And food would do that for me for a bit until I swallowed it. And then, you know, forget it. I had the same problem, and then I had the other one where I couldn't stop again because I was eating my alcoholic foods. So I'm grateful to this program. I've learned so much through my life. And listening to you, listening to meetings, going through the steps, living the steps, having a food plan, and measuring my food, and staying away from my alcoholic foods by the power of God. You know, I admitted I was powerless, and I'll never be a normal eater. And who's normal anyway? Okay, with that, I'll pass by.
Thank you so much, Joan Marie M. from Nevada. Very good. Well, we are talking about page 59 today, starting with step 7, humbly asked him, ending on step 8 with amends to them all. So we're commenting on steps 7 and 8 today. So I'll now take a list of people who would like to share on steps 7 and 8. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us? Press star
Ruby
one.
H from Ruby. Ruby H from California.
Very good. Gotcha, Ruby. Who else would like to share? Press star 1. If you don't share often, this would be a great time for you. And if you haven't shared in the last couple days, we'd love to hear from you.
Danny
okay.
P.
Danny P.
Yeah, Danny P. from Brazil. Thank you, Dawn.
Very good. Thank you so much. Anyone else?
Vanessa G.
Vanessa G. Okay, let's go ahead. We have Ruby H. from California, Danny P., Brazil, and Vanessa G. Ruby, please share with us. You have 3 minutes.
Hi, my name's Ruby H., and I'm from California, and I'm so grateful to this meeting. You know, I have not worked steps 7 and 8. I'm not new to the program, but new to the steps, and I'm just starting. But I can definitely speak to character defects. I made the mistake of coming into OA and using it like a diet plan and lost 100 pounds and didn't work the steps. Then fell off, and it has been so incredibly vicious since then, coming back in and back out and back in and back out, and it is so incredibly painful. And I listen every day to people share my story, and they talk about, so many of you talk about being in and out for years and relapsing and struggle with relapsing, but my disease tells me that mine is that I'm the worst, and I went back out this weekend, and the pain around it is so incredible, debilitating that. But I just keep showing up, and I have a sponsor, and I know somehow that the answer is in the steps, but at this point I'm so defeated by the eating that like I'm having a hard time even having any hope in that. But I just keep showing up, and I keep putting the next step forward. And, you know, if listening to the podcast, I've listened to every one of them. I'll make outreach calls, and people suggest these podcasts that are wonderful. I've listened to every one of podcasts. Could keep someone abstinent, then I would be abstinent. I listen to them hours a day and go to meetings and then eat. And so the shame around that is so intense right now. That I just want to make it through today. So I'm here, and I love this meeting. I actually listen to you guys, and then I look up your names on the member list, and then call some of you because, like I said, it's not that I don't want this. I want this so badly, but I don't know what it, I don't know. It feels like something's wrong with me. I feel like that. I'm here, and thank you, Ruby H. from California. Thank you.
Ruby H., thank you so much for sharing today, and keep coming back, and we are so grateful that you're here. You are not alone. Welcome home here. Danny P., it's your turn to share, followed by Vanessa G.
Yeah, good morning, Dawn. Thank you so much for your service today.
Danny, press star one again, please. Press star one, Danny. Okay, perhaps Danny's having some technical difficulties. We'll come back around to her.
Yeah.
Vanessa, is that you, Danny?
Yeah, it is me. Sorry, Dawn.
Okay, go ahead.
Technical difficulties.
No worries.
Thank
go
you
ahead.
So much for your service and for your patience. Thank you. Good morning.
Oh, okay, Danny, we're not able to hear you. Press star one. Okay, well, we'll have Vanessa G. share, and then Danny, maybe if you want to call back in and try that again, we'd love to hear from you. Go ahead, Vanessa, please share with us.
Thank you, Dawn. This is Vanessa G., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in New Mexico. I wanted to share on these two steps because my experience with them is, I don't know, maybe just interesting to me, but maybe it would be helpful to somebody else. After doing my fifth step and doing my contemplation afterwards, I said the seventh step prayer. I thought I was ready to let God come into me and give me the strength to do what was coming up next. But then when I sat down with my sponsor for my eighth step and we looked at, you know, the list, I balked. I said, no, you know, I can't do that. And she said, you know, if you don't have the willingness, you pray for the willingness. So even though I had said I was ready and even though I had asked God to remove my shortcomings, when it came time, I realized that I did not actually have the willingness. So I just started praying almost constantly because I had, she had me, you know, going out the next day to do the first couple of amends. And so I just kept saying, God, please grant me the willingness, please grant me the willingness, please grant me the willingness. And it came. I don't know how it came. But I picked up the phone, I made an appointment, I walked into the person's office, I sat down with them, and I made those amends. It was an amazing experience to find out that I could do what I hadn't been able to do, what I hadn't been able to face up to, what I hadn't been able to be responsible for prior to that. And it was... this feeling of relief, but also this feeling of safety and of protection and of being cared for. That's when I really knew that I did have a higher power, and that higher power was going to allow me to live the way that I really wanted to live, free of fear. And, you know, the next morning when I woke up and when I walked into, you know, that office, where I was working at the time, it was a completely different story. You know, the clouds had lifted, the fog was gone from my brain. I really felt free and not fearful. You know, it's a daily practice to get to that place, but I know that it exists, and it's come to me many, many times since then. God is with me. God is within me. God gives me the strength to do things that I never thought I was able to do, and I grow up. And not only do I grow up, but I'm given the gift of compassion. Once I realize how powerless I am able to realize how powerless others are and know that we're all doing the best we can. We're all doing the best we can. Thank you for letting me share.
Oh, thank you so much, Vanessa G. from New Mexico. And Danny P., are you back on the line? Do Would you like to share, Danny P? Hopefully the connection will be better this time. Star one, Danny?
Yeah, hi, Dawn.
There we are. Go ahead. Yay. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. Let's try. Thank you so much for your service. Good morning, everyone. I'm Danny P. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater only by God's grace and mercy. And I'm calling from Brazil. This step seven, it's so important to me, this step. I love how it's just one paragraph in the big book and it has like no instructions, just a prayer. And hopefully by now, coming out of step six, I know I need to be changed, and I'm willing to be changed, and I'm ready to be changed. And I know that only God can make this change, not me. I cannot change myself. I'm powerless. I'm completely powerless. The only thing I can do is name the defects, my character defects, and see the benefit I'm still getting from them, why I'm attached to them, why I have this delusion that I need them to survive, to deal with life successfully. And as I look at them, as I become ready, I will see this delusion that I don't need them to cope with my life, that there is a better way, there is another way. And this is how I become ready and willing. And now I need to pray. I need to pray for the removal because I cannot change myself. So I love that this step is a prayer. And it starts with my creator because I need to be recreated. I'm now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. So now I once again, I surrender. Once more, my will, my life, everything to God. I now ask you to remove every single defect of character. Everything which stands in the way of my usefulness. So this is what is so interesting to me. I ask for removal because it stands in the way of my usefulness to others. So it's not about, yes, removed so that I can feel better, so that I can feel good, so that I can be happy, so that I can be successful. No, remove so that I can be useful to others. Remove the obstacles that are preventing the flow of God's power and God's love through me to others. The only healing for me is to move from self-centeredness to other-centeredness. And this step is the key. Remove the defects which stands in the way of my usefulness to others. And grant me strength because I'm powerless. As I go out from here to do your bidding, to do your will, I align my will with your will, God. Thank you for letting me share. Thank you, Dawn, for your service.
Oh, thank you so much, Danny P. from Brazil. And I'm now going to take a list of names of people who would like to share on steps 7 and 8. It's on page 59 in the big book. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share on steps 7 and 8 today?
Nancy C.
Nancy C. Who else would like to share? Who is that? Christine B.
Christine B. California. Yes,
Christine B.
Christine B.
California. Very good. And who is the other voice there? I have Nancy C. and Christine V.
Barbara A., California.
And Barbara A. Okay, let's stop there. Go ahead, Nancy. Please share with us.
Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Nancy C. in Washington State, Seattle, compulsive and recovered. I am step seven, to me, is an action step. I made a decision back in step three. First, I came to believe that there was a higher power in step two. Then I made a decision in step three. And then I looked at myself and talked to someone else about it and with my higher power about it in step four and five. And then step six became entirely ready to have God remove the shortcomings. So that was sort of really an attitude change about where my help was going to come from, where my recovery was going to come from. And not me. And so for me, step seven is where I actually ask to have particularly my fear removed. And so I'm, for a long time, I thought, this is just, oh, that's a really good idea. But I actually didn't, specifically ask. And make that an action that became part of my life. And so my personal practice is to, I had a fear inventory that came out of my fourth step. And every day I wake up with various fears. Sometimes they're conscious, sometimes they're unconscious. Today I actually have some conscious fears. So, and I can kind of identify them more easily and not have to go figure out what's wrong with me and why do I feel the way I do. I actually can just, I can go to that tool that I have. And then, even during this meeting, it reminded me, oh, okay, I know what fear I woke up with this morning. Now I'm going to actually ask God to remove it, it's another reminder of this is not about self-reliance. This is about, I'm not going to fix this. This is not a self-help program. This is, as we were in the meeting, I asked God to please remove this particular fear. And it kind of went away, which is a miracle. And then step eight, I probably don't have time to talk about that, but my list included people that I actually didn't do specific harm to, but I really hated these people and I really resented
time.
Them. Is that time?
Yes.
So my amends, I'll just finish with this sentence. My amends included those people and the harm that it does others for me to resent them and hate them. So thanks so much.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Nancy C. from Washington. Christine V., it's your turn, followed by Barbara A.
Hi, this is Christine V., like boy in California. Thank you for your service, Don. I just heard the silence, and so I'm like, I should share. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater, and I prayed for God to give me the words here about steps 7 and 8. And the things that came up for me with step seven is I will recite the step seven prayer every morning. And I still find that I have character defects. They're getting better thanks to this program and making a concerted effort to connect with a power greater than myself, but they still show up. So I don't really know what to say beyond that, other than I have faith that as long as I continue to trudge through the road of happy destiny, that I will be freed of these defects. I do have to try, but I know I can't do it on my own. I got into my mid-50s with these things. They got the claw marks in me. As for step eight, there's some tremendous shares today. Thank you so much. But the one is like, did I harm them or did I annoy them? And so I feel like one character defect that may have been removed from me, I really don't have hate Or maybe I'd have to think about it deeply. Maybe I hate somewhere. I hate things, but people? I don't know. I at least today, I'm not feeling it. But I do loathe the thought that some of the, moving on from step 8 to step 9, people that I need to make amends to, I will feel very cringy, me personally, because of just how I was. And I have to learn how to have some grace with myself to get through it. And I know, thanks to an incredibly generous fellowship in this program of people that offer their time with no expectations from me and praying for my to my higher power to get me through, I can get through these amends without wanting to punch myself in the face, because I tend to do that if I don't eat, or slap myself. Like, I'm really hard on myself. And so I want to just be able to get through it, feel whatever I feel, don't hurt myself, and show up better for other people so I can actually be of actual service. I don't know if any of that made any sense, but thank you so much for letting me share. And everybody have a lovely day. I pass.
Ah, oh, that made perfect sense. Thank you so much, Christine B. from California. Barbara A., it's your turn to share.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you for your service. This is Barbara A., recovered compulsive overeater living in Central Coast of California in this cold day. I was reading through yesterday. I remember listening. We talked about steps 5 and 6. And in the book, when I've gone through, they usually pair them 6 and 7 and not 5 and 6. So I was happy to kind of break that and to read that in step 6, I had to be willing. Now we go into 7. 7, willing. I had so much prejudice. I was not willing for so long. And I, like I've heard with other people in this meeting, prayer quite often. It's one I go to. Every single defect of character is not going to be removed by me. I cannot do this alone. I listen to these meetings. I take the information that I hear, and I, without prejudice, say, yeah, you know, that worked for them. Maybe it'll work for me. Really, to get rid of any kind of judgment or any kind of, oh, I can't do that, one of my old beliefs. I pray that you now remove every single defective character which stands in the way of the use of my usefulness to you and my fellows. And that's it, the step. And then we need more action. We need more action. It's like, wow, I have to work some more? Yeah, every day. Every day, work a little bit harder to just maintain that relationship with my higher power. He will reveal all. You will help remove my prejudice. Thank you. Thank you for letting me share. This is Barbara A.
Thank you so much, Barbara A. from California. Great way to end the meeting there. We'll now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Alex K. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Thank you, Dawn. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose to you more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.